1988年
1988
95岁高龄的梁漱溟在北京辞世。
Liang Shumei, 95, died in Beijing.
临终之前
Before death,
他曾提出一则广为流传的学问。
He once proposed a widely circulated saying.
八重境界之说
Eight levels of existence.
以此作为衡量学术修养高下的标准。
As a measure of high academic achievement,
并断言依此尺度
and based on this scale,
大多数国人尚未达到第一层，时隔近半个世纪
Most Chinese people have not reached the first level after nearly half a century.
再回头看
Looking back,
他的这一判断依然不过时
His judgment is still valid.
尤其是最后一层
especially the last layer,
更清楚地说明了真正有学问的人应当具备怎样的状态
more clearly explained the state that truly educated person should possess
第一层形成主见
the first layer forms the opinion
用心想一个问题便会对这个问题有主见
If you think about a problem carefully, you will have your own opinion on it.
形成自己的判断。
Form your own judgment.
这是最基本的学问。
This is the most fundamental knowledge.
第二层能提出问题。
The second layer can raise questions.
没有学问的人并非肚里。
Not everyone is a scholar.
没有道理。
There is no reason.
脑里没有理论。
No theory in mind.
而是心里没有问题。
But I don't have any problems in my heart.
有主见才有你自己，有自己才有旁人。
Having your own opinions means having your own independence.
才会发觉前后左右都是与你意见不同的人。
Only then will you realize that all around you are people who have different opinions from you.
由此才能用心思。
This is how you can think deeply.
第三层能融会贯通。
The third level can integrate and understand.
心中有问题，就想要求解。
If you have a problem in your heart, you want to ask for help.
那么前人的主张
Then the previous arguments,
将新人的言论慢慢融汇到你自己最初的一点。
The couple's words gradually merged into your own initial thoughts.
主见成为以后大学问的萌芽。
Opinion is the seed of future questions.
第四层知不足。
Fourth level of ignorance.
古人说学。
The ancients said that learning and studying.
然后知不足。
Then realize the shortcomings.
越是读书。
The more you read.
越会发现自己当初的肤浅见解不足以解决问题。
I realized that my shallow understanding was not enough to solve the problem.
一种常见的毛病是自己头脑。
A common problem is one's own mind.
简单，却说人家头脑简单，自己浅陋。
Simply saying that someone is making shallow claims.
却看人家浅陋，想当然地对别人批评攻击。
However, I saw that others were shallow and thoughtlessly criticizing and attacking others.
第五层，能以简御繁。学问越大的人，道理就看得越简洁。
The more profound the knowledge a person possesses, the simpler and more concise the principles he can learn.
越觉得无话可说。
The more I thought about it, the more I realized that I had nothing to say.
反之，学问越浅的人说话越多。
In fact, people with less knowledge tend to speak more.
其实许多道理参透了之后
In fact, after understanding many principles,
许多话都是可说可不说。
Many things are neither said nor not said.
第六层，学问归于己用。
The sixth level of learning is to apply it to oneself.
有无学问，在于能否解决问题。
Whether or not someone is knowledgeable depends on their ability to solve problems.
如果不能解决问题,
If you can't solve a problem,
那学问必是没到家。
That's the sign that you haven't reached your full potential.
如果一个人满腹经纶,
If a person is full of arrogance,
但完全不会运用,
but completely not used,
那他一定是没学到家。
He must not have learned it properly.
第七层一览众山小，学问里面的甘苦都尝过了。
Having tasted the bitterness of all the mountains in the seventh layer,
再看旁人的见解。
Looking at other people's opinions,
也主张。
Claim,
当其中得失长短。
Pros and cons,
都能够看透这个浅薄，那个到家，这个是什么水平。
I can see right through that shallow and pretentious person's facade.
那个是什么程度？都知道得很清楚。
Everyone knows the extent of the problem.
第八层，通透，思路。
Eighth level, clear thinking.
理熟之后。
After being mature,
心里就没有一点不透的了。
There is nothing left to be understood.
讲出的每一句话都异常的精辟透亮。
Every sentence spoken is exceptionally insightful and brilliant.